COVID-19 has truly changed the face of medicine, and there's really been an explosion of telemedicine.
That's right. There's really no need to go into the doctor's office anymore because there's an app for that. And this is
Chick to Chick. COVID-19 really has been a game changer when it comes to medicine. People not only don't want to go to the doctor, they're afraid to be around other people. They're really turning to telemedicine, and it's really a convenient way for someone to see a doctor.
Exactly. I mean, the interesting thing is telemedicine has been around for a little while now, but people didn't really understand what it was. And it's really interesting to see the surge of it. And even the apps or some of the doctor's offices who've sort of had it in place are really seeing a rise because it's been incredibly useful, especially with COVID patients.
And even moving forward, when things, quote unquote, return to normal, what a relief, Carrie. Think back when our kids were little and they were so sick, or maybe you were sick. You're sick, your child's sick, you need to get to the doctor. Just the thought of trying to get that child and put them into the car to get them to the doctor's office, now you don't have to do that anymore. All of these visits are online and they're virtual.
Or so many people are struggling with maybe getting to a doctor's office, getting in on time to see a doctor. The ease of being able to just go into your computer or on your device, your cell phone, whatever it is, and communicate with somebody. My gosh, that's like great peace of mind any given time, really. All right, well, joining us today, we have Dr. Chris DeFlitch, and he is the Vice President and Chief Medical Information Officer at Penn State Health. Dr. DeFlitch, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, a lot of people don't understand telehealth, telemedicine. So before we get into talking about the app, can you tell us exactly what telemedicine is?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty interesting. Some of us who are physicians who like the technological stuff have been really interested to see how technology can enhance healthcare moving forward. So telehealth really is the technology between the provisions of healthcare. And I like to think of it as healthcare is, you know, a patient and a physician together in time and space. Well, telehealth allows us to separate that space, especially in COVID type situations where you need to be distanced. We can actually still provide that care, but provide it remotely.
So, Doctor, Penn State Health has the Penn State Health On Demand app. So can you show us where you get it? How does it work and all that good stuff? And especially, how has this really changed with COVID-19?
I had to find my phone. It was in my other jacket. You know what it is. Yeah, absolutely. Of course. Let me pull that out for you. So what Penn State Health On Demand is an app that allows a couple of different things to happen. I actually kind of think of it in terms of three services. So what I did is I just had downloaded it already. It's already available on my phone. I use face recognition, so it just popped in here. And I can show you in three different ways. And at the screen here, you can see we have the coronavirus screening. We have Penn State Health On Demand Urgent Care. And we have a virtual clinic. And so anybody who wants to be able to be involved with Penn State Health and specifically Penn State Health On Demand can just download that app. They could do the coronavirus screening. They could have an urgent care visit, or maybe they could even virtualize their in-person visit with their regular physician at Penn State Health.
So with the COVID-19 screening, is that free to people who get on the app? And then what do they do after they've had the communication with the doctor?
Yeah, so well, I'm pretty proud of this one. So right whenever the coronavirus started hit and we started to understand what was the need for the community, we stood up on Penn State Health On Demand, which we've had available for the community for a while for the urgent care, said, how can we serve the community best? We needed to remain distanced, but we also needed to know how can we help people understand their symptoms and provide them with testing if need be. So we loaded up the Penn State Health On Demand app, a coronavirus screening platform. It's so nice to see a number of providers across Penn State Health volunteered their time to come staff this. And so you've already downloaded the app as a patient. You go in and you answer three questions, all CDC approved and based from screening perspective. And then we have an interaction, kind of like we're having today, just a video chat about those activities. We could see how sick you look. We can do a couple of other assessments. And if it made sense clinically, we go ahead and register for a regular visit, order the swab, the testing, and then all you have to do is come to Hershey and drive through our screening. The orders are already there. You get your swab testing and you're done.
You know, I have to speak from personal experience. My son was in a situation. He's away at college. Now, he didn't do anything, but his roommates had engaged in kind of risky behavior. He also was around someone who tested positive for corona. He wanted to come home, and I felt strongly that he needed to be tested. And so he was in another state. He downloaded the Penn State Health On Demand app. He spoke with a physician, told him or her the situation. They immediately said, yes, please come to Hershey. He went out. He got swabbed. And within 4 or 5 days, we had the results. He tested negative, but it was wonderful. It was free. It was easy. He said it was a breeze. And at the end of the day, it really just gave us peace of mind to know, you know, that this service was available. So thank you for that.
Yeah, you know, it's heartwarming. And that's kind of why we did it. It's a community service. Again, we're not, it's all free. And the volunteers and people are staffing it are just doing it out of the goodness of their heart and the right things that we do at Penn State. It's really the right thing. So they were able to do that. It's so nice to hear. I wish that everybody would be able to take advantage of that. But at least we have it here in Central Pennsylvania.
Dr. DeFlitch, earlier you were showing that app and you were saying that there's the urgent care. So, you know, eventually we're going to be hopefully traveling at some point, at least down the line, and are hopefully going back to school. Yeah.
Not too far down the line.
Please, please.
I was ecstatic when I did that. And we know that, you know, that's another great reason why you should have already downloaded this app. But can you explain a little bit about that urgent care part?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one of the reasons we sort of got into this is to provide services when people need them, right? So it's on demand. And the first thing we stood up was this urgent care offering so that you could have that available to you when you went on vacation and here. That was obviously, we're in a different world now. So when does vacation start? Who knows? But people are needing care beyond COVID, okay? They're needing care beyond coronavirus. And you know, unfortunately, we're seeing people not reach out for care. You know, they're not feeling comfortable about going to certain areas. And I can tell you at Penn State, we have areas where COVID patients are, and most of the other hospital is a non-COVID area, and people are getting their routine care. Unfortunately, we're seeing drops in heart attacks and drops in and strokes presenting to the ED. It's not because they're going away. People still need the care. I think they're a little afraid to go in. So this is a first step to say, how do I reach out for care? Well, you can go to the on-demand app specific to urgent care and have that physician interaction. If it turns out that you need to go to the emergency department, it doesn't cost you anything. We waive all the fees and we say, go to the emergency department. But if you have something that we can take care of right there, I could go on and I could write a prescription electronically. We get you taken care of directly from that application.
Now, you mentioned when you use it for COVID-19 for screening that it's free. But if you use it for a regular doctor's visit, there is a charge just like you would go to a regular doctor, and you can use insurance or whatnot. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. So as we think about it, the coronavirus, the one red one we saw at the top is all free. And the second one, urgent care, its copay is less than you actually would do in an emergency department visit. So it's actually cheaper in some ways. And we've aligned it pretty much to what your copay would be. And then the third one really is the scheduled visit, which we're really starting to advance here in the post-COVID activity.
Now, one thing you just talked about, and it's alarming, and that's the fact that people are too afraid to come in and get medical care for a potential stroke, heart attack, or whatever it is. What do you say to those people who, you know, try to allay their fears a little bit more about still coming in and getting care and that, you know, it's still safe and okay to do so?
Yeah. You know, people have done such a great job of social distancing. People have done such a great job of protecting the people who are at highest risk. Maybe they're forgetting about themselves. And so I say, think about how you deserve your own care. Think about your complex medical diseases and your medications and the things that you need for routine and regular care. You know, that's why we stood up Penn State Health On Demand, and specifically, you know, these next steps, which is replacing your inpatient visit with a virtual visit. If you're really that uncomfortable, we want to provide you that option. But boy, if there's some severe symptoms or you're worried about something, you know, the healthcare system, I could tell you for a fact that Penn State Health you're going to be safe and involved with the care of a routine and regular place. We've got great care of COVID patients, but you know what? Everybody deserves care.
Doctor, do you think at the end of the day, I mean, we are going to get back to normal, whatever that's going to be at some point. Do you think telemedicine, telehealth, that this is going to be a game changer moving forward?
Yeah, I don't know what the new normal is going to look like. I call it the new next because it's really about what's coming on. We're not going to be able to snap our fingers and the coronavirus is not going to magically go away. All right. So we're seeing the curve flatten. Great job, everyone. We're seeing now that there's going to be care beyond the COVID time, you know, after COVID. And so I think telehealth plays a big part in that. I think that people now realize that there are some situations where you really benefit from a virtual interaction. Imagine, you know, you live 2 hours or 3 hours away and you have a routine and regular appointment that lasts a half hour or 15 minutes, but you had to take an entire day off of work. Mm-hmm. Man, is there a better way to go about doing that? And we believe that Penn State Health On Demand and telehealth is really going to fill that void and maybe develop a whole new delivery system for healthcare in general.
Thank you, Doctor. Carrie, that is just such great information to know this app is out there. If you need to get screened for COVID-19, it's free. And if you need to see a doctor, you can still use the app. You have it on your phone. It's peace of mind.
Absolutely, 100%. And just like this podcast, we're always interested in people contacting us, letting us know what are they interested in. So you can find us all over social media. Just send us a message or even go to chicktochick.com, scroll down, hit contact us and send us a message.
Yep, we want to hear from you. What do you want to hear us chirp about? We're very interested. We'll be back next week to chirp about another topic.